This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
It's time now for Green Thumbs in Canterbury, out and about with the Canterbury Horticultural Society.
Ray and Lorraine. Oh, Green Thumbs, I better start there, hadn't I? Green Thumbs, Ray and Lorraine from Canterbury Horticultural Society, out and about in Canterbury. And goodness me, winter is definitely here.
Oh, it is. It is, yes. The ground's very wet, isn't it?
Oh, wet and heavy. Have you tried to dig anything?
No, I haven't really. No, just been cutting some broccoli and that out the garden, but not digging. No.
Well, I don't think we're meant to dig, but no. I had to shift something in. Oh, just the heavy, wet soil was just backbreaking, actually.
Right.
It was horrible. It was terrible. So how's the arm?
It's improving. Good. It's improving. So, I've tried to do a little bit of weeding in the garden. Could do about half an hour, but that's about it.
That's good, and a pretty good exercise for it too, Lorraine.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
I'd say so.
Yeah, because it's been the shoulder and the elbow as well that's affected. So
you're not the only person I know that has fallen over and broken a wrist or a bone lately. I've known quite a few people, so obviously we're all forgetting our safety in the garden and safety around, aren't we?
It just happens so easily, Ray.
Absolutely.
I was anyway, just 1 second not looking and
that's right.
It happened.
And as we get on and as we're gardeners, you know, it's so easy to trip over an edge in a garden nowadays. So
I wasn't gardening.
No, you weren't, but you were in the garden.
I was playing with my granddaughter.
Yes.
Anyway.
But I know people who've been gardening.
Right.
So. No, that's great. So so what are you growing? Anything?
As I say, I've been picking broccoli.
Good girl.
Yes, so that was planted. My sisters came and planted that when I did this. So that's coming. I'm using that at the moment. The cauliflowers aren't looking, well, they're only still small, so I don't know what's happening there. My parsley's doing really well, but I need to put some silver beet in.
No, it's good to have a few greens, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
In the garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm quite surprised seeing we haven't been home that much this year. Seem to be in a way. We've just about finished our spinach, but you have to have so much spinach to make enough dinner.
Yes.
So, you know, it's very easy to use your spinach.
Right.
My cos lettuces have survived a few frosts.
But
the sparrows, they seem to like them. Well, certainly the ones in my garden bed, and they all around the edges of my lettuces and my spinach are little nips from their little beaks. I know, it's really strange. But what's a really good thing about them is they like the chickweed in the veggie garden, and they eat the chickweed.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I wish they'd just keep to the chickweed.
Yes, and not the lettuce.
Yeah, not the lettuce. No, I know, it looks a bit, however, and but in my herb garden, they don't get down that far.
Oh.
So, A, the chickweed doesn't get eaten, but my cos lettuces I've got in there are starting to heart up quite nicely.
Right.
And I've got sugar snap peas, which amazingly have set.
Uh-huh.
And so I've got some peas there and some silver beet. So, we're picking a bit out of our own garden still. We just finished our grapes today, this morning. The last bunches were picked this morning.
Oh, okay, right. Very good. It's great to get something out of the garden, isn't it?
Oh, I know. You know, you sort of wonder, is it all worthwhile? But suddenly when it's winter time and you're still picking something out of the garden, it's quite a thrill, isn't it?
It is. It is,
really nice. So, and I guess, well, I'm always interested in what the veggies are in the garden, but we've got flowers to worry about in the garden as well. Times coming up for the perennials to be made, put to bed for winter.
Or trim right down if you haven't done it already.
Yes, I did mine a while ago, did my dahlias and everything like that, and I just put a whole pile of sheep pellets. Actually, there's sheep and chicken pellets, which I think is probably even better, just a mixture of the two, over the garden, and then a layer of leaves to rot down over the winter.
Right.
And hopefully that'll feed them all.
Yeah, and keep it good for the winter.
I know we're meant to pick up pick our dahlias out, lift them.
Okay. I don't actually do that myself because I don't have anywhere to store them. So I just leave them in the garden, sort it next spring.
Yeah, well, I can't either. I mean, because every year they get bigger and they get more difficult and they don't flower as well. Mm. But I'm the same. I have nowhere to store them properly because you have to keep them in straw and you have to have a special place. And
you do. Just,
when you have in a small city, in the city garden, you don't really have anywhere. But ideally, begonias, you know, tuberous begonias, dahlias should all be lifted.
Yeah.
So if people really want stunning blooms, huge stunning blooms, I guess it's the best thing to do. But
okay.
Yeah. But, you know, we can only work with what we've got.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And I think this, we can sort of get too many rules and regulations. I think we just should do what our gardens allow us to do.
Exactly. Exactly. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Mike Sasanqua, camellia, the white one, Setsagika, it's just so full of flower this year. And I noticed all the ones around as well. It must be a good year for, we're going to have a good year for camellias.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, mine are, I've got two, but they're just starting to come. Oh, no, I've got three. So they're just starting to flower now.
Yeah, so. Just starting to get some colour, are they?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I have my white ones very early and my dark red ones are very late, so you know, I tend to sort of spread over the season. Because once again, small garden, I can't have too many of anything.
No.
So that's quite nice. I noticed my neighbours have all cut their roses, pruned their roses, we haven't yet.
No.
And you don't have roses.
I haven't yet. Yes, I've got two standard, but I haven't done them yet.
It's too early.
Is it?
Oh, right. Well, they'll start shooting away.
Right.
And we haven't really, we've had a couple of little frosts, but, you know, we're going to get a few bigger frosts. And you don't really want them to get the new growth nipped.
When you have frosts. No.
And we always leave ours till the end of July.
Oh, okay.
And I think that seems to be traditional in Christchurch. And then it's 6 weeks, 8 weeks after that, you might start seeing some buds. Well, then usually the worst of the frosts are over.
Right. Well, I might wait till the end of July then.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. All right. So back to the poor lawns. When I drove out today, I noticed our lawns growing like mad and our neighbours' lawns growing like mad. We're still mowing them quite regularly.
I think it's all the rain, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to. You just have to be careful you don't mow them too low this year.
Yeah.
At this time of the year.
That's right.
And give them a bit of food, I think.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So, and the hellebores. Now, my hellebores are starting to look pretty good.
Oh, okay.
But you never see the flowers. So it's a good idea to cut back the old leaves.
Right.
And let the flowers pop up through. They're starting to flower about now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't actually noticed mine. I better go out and check it out.
Well, I had a wee look and mine definitely need. I've got a very rambly yellow chrysanthemum that's fallen across all of them, but I've cleared that away and cut back the leaves and I'll have some. And it's nice. I mean, hellebores, you can just, at least if you have a little flower floating somewhere in the house, you've got something, haven't you, in the middle of winter? You know, it's not like...
It's nice to have something, yes. Yeah.
So, pruning season.
Yeah.
Yeah, apart from roses, probably time to do them.
And also fruit trees as well, isn't it?
That's right.
Put conker oil or copper sprays on them to help with the...
Absolutely.
You know, to help with pests and diseases. Yes. Good time of the year to do it. Yeah.
And only prune on a lovely sunny day.
Oh, well, you'd be a bit silly out there in the rain, wouldn't you?
Yes, I know, but even on these cloudy days, it just means that the end doesn't seal off properly.
And I know
you can put the pruning paste on.
Yeah.
And that's good, but it's just an extra job you have to do. So if you can prune on a really beautiful, bright day, it cuts down that extra job.
For sure. Yeah, and it'd be more pleasant doing it out in the sun anyway, wouldn't it?
Of course, you don't mind being out so much, do you?
No.
I mean, you might have to bundle up a bit, but with the sun shining, it makes
all the difference. difference.
All the difference.
Yeah, yeah. I quite like to sit out in the sun for 5 or 10 minutes to get a bit of vitamin D, actually.
Well, exactly. I think you need to be out there for more than 5 or 10 minutes to get enough. But no, you're quite right. It's really nice to be able to sit out and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. Look around the garden, see what I need to do. Yeah.
That's right. Mm. And if you want to, this month you can start planting your garlic and your shallots.
Mm.
They always say plant on the shortest day, harvest on the longest.
Mm.
Mm. I have to admit, I don't do that. And I've said this every year for the last few years. We always plant ours a bit later. Last year we planted it far too late.
Right.
We didn't get round to doing it till the end of August. Really, we like to do it the end of July, beginning of August. And okay. I think we get a better strike because the soil's starting to warm up. And we tend to get very nice, even clones.
Okay.
You know,
the bulbs.
Yeah, the bulbs. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to do what you've suggested.
Well, if you don't get any, don't blame
no,
me.
No, I won't. No, I won't, Ray. No, but I'll just give it a try this year at the end of July.
Yeah.
Plant them, and I'll be more mobile anyway by then.
Well, so, that's true. That's true, yes.
And I need to prepare the ground a wee bit too, so I'll do that first before I plant them.
I think so, because they're heavy feeders. So right. You need to put plenty of sheep and chicken. Pellets in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And compost.
Yes.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't make compost, do you?
No, I've tried, but I haven't really got the room. It's another thing, but I didn't quite get the right proportions and it didn't quite work. So, anyway.
So, well, unfortunately, our person was going to come and talk with us today has been unable to come. So I think it's time for a little bit of music. Well, you know what the garden's like in the middle of winter, Lorraine? You look out and you think, oh, my heavens, doesn't it look terrible? You know, you think, is it ever, ever going to look lovely ever again?
Right.
Well, it's the time of year that we sit back and look and say, there's a big space in that part of my garden, or there's a lump down there that doesn't look like it's really being used properly.
Right.
It's a good time when you've got it's almost a blank canvas. You can start thinking of different things you could put in to fill those holes in the winter time.
Oh, okay.
You know, like when my dahlias die down, it's nothing.
Oh, okay.
You know, whereas I've really got to think about what I can put in there that will grow up in the wintertime.
Yes. Well, with the dahlias along the front, I have hookeras in between the dahlias, so they're sort of there in the summer, but the dahlias take over, so all you see is the dahlias, but when I cut the dahlias down, the hookeras are there, so that's sort of what I do.
Yeah, well, that's quite a good idea, and I've had grown some lovely hookeras out the front in my front tubs down by my front door, and last summer, they were just full of flowers, and the bees just, and the smell of the nectar was just wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And then when we came back from holidays after Christmas, I thought, my hookeras are looking a bit sad. Maybe they haven't been watered. So we gave them some water and they continued to get sadder and sadder.
Oh.
And then my sister-in-law was here about 3 weeks ago. Mm. And I went out and I said to her, look, Mari, look at my hookeras. They're hopeless. And I picked one up and I just lifted off in my hand and we turned it over and the whole... all the roots had been eaten away, and up in the crown were all grass grubs.
Oh, my goodness.
All my pots were full of grass. All the hookeras were full of them.
Oh, gee.
I have never heard of grass grubs growing in pots.
Oh, no, me neither.
No.
Goodness.
And so they'd eaten everything off.
Wow.
There was only one plant that had a few roots left on them, so I took the whole lot off.
Oh.
And we had to take all the soil out.
Yes.
And, the blackbirds had fun for a few days, let me tell you, once the hookeras are out.
Yeah.
And then we just took the rest of the stuff over to Bromley to the dump so they, you know, the seagulls could finish off the clean-up because you couldn't put anything back in that soil.
No.
Because there's probably lots and lots of grass grub young in there.
Right.
So
they were having a field day, weren't they?
They were. But, I mean, it was just, I mean, it wasn't until I just touched it and saw, you know, look at this. Oh, my heavens. And there
oh, my
it was.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll have to check mine out then, won't I?
Well, no, because if you're not dying, I don't think it's a problem. It's just
well, they're finished flowering now anyway,
that's right.
But at least there's still a bit of colour.
Yeah.
That's
what Oh, I'm, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The leaves are lovely. That's why you have them, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The reddy colour.
Now, there's some really good courses coming up at the Horticultural Society this time. Anybody who's into bonsais, there's a Bonsai Curious course that's on Tuesdays, right through from June to July.
Right.
In the evening. And the Bonsai Society are going to be taking that and doing a proper course with it. So, And then there's winter propagation coming on.
Right.
Yeah. And fruit tree grafting. Fruit tree grafting. Now, that's quite interesting.
It would be interesting. Yes. Just don't have the room to have them, though, that's all. So.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you do graft two or
it'd
three apples
it would be good to learn,
would be. That's right.
Yes.
And then, of course, there's indoor plant propagation.
Right.
Oh, my indoor plants are going mad. And establishing fruit trees, winter fruit tree pruning, and establishing fruit trees. And they do, those courses are done mostly over in the community garden at Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Because, there's room and they're planting a garden there that people can actually work on. You can bring your own gear, I think, and you have a go at learning how to do it yourself. So that's
I did go, actually, when they had a working bee last month. But I wasn't much help with my hand anyway.
No. But it's coming on, is it?
Well, it's a lot of clearing to do, but it'll be awesome. Rachel had a plan there of how it's going to be. And it'll be awesome once it's all done.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, that's really lovely.
Yeah.
So those are some interesting courses. And, if you keep an eye on the website, if people are interested in anything horticultural, there's always something coming up.
Oh, there is.
To go along. And they try to keep the prices to be affordable, but also to get really good quality tutors.
Mm.
We quite often have the tutors from the BHU, from the organic school, plus all the other
From Lincoln.
So what are you planning for the rest of the month in the garden?
Not a lot, really.
No.
Not a lot, really.
Well, there isn't a lot that can be done.
Mm.
As you said, your parsley was fantastic. My parsley is wonderful as well.
Mm.
I had to plant new stuff.
Right.
But I tell you what, my miner's lettuce has taken over the garden.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
All right.
And, I don't know why the sparrows don't want to eat that. My husband said, I don't blame the sparrows, but he's never worried about it being in our salad, so I don't know why.
Does he notice?
Well, maybe he doesn't even know that I slip it in. Yeah, you're quite right there, Angie Lorraine. Who would know? We do these things, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
But it's such a lovely colour and it adds a little bit more texture to two gardens. So it's a really great thing to have, and it dies back in the summertime. You don't know it's even there, and then it pops up in the winter, and it's...
That sounds a great thing to have.
It's a great thing to have.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, we must be coming close to time to wrap up.
Right.
And it's a pity we haven't had our speaker, but we'll organise for him another day.
Yes.
Because he's very interesting.
All right,
Okay. So if anyone has a question or wants to contact us, you can ring Plains FM on 365-7997, or you can email in on info@plainsfm.org.nz. So happy time in the garden when it's sunny, Lorraine.
Yes, looking out to see what needs doing, or just to be out there and have a look around. That's
absolutely
good too. Yeah.
Great. We'll see you next month.
All right. Okay.